now. Season 11, episode 9. We're fully in this season. It's called Kiss Kiss Revenge Bang. Is it revenge?
Where's and you know what I will say? You know what? I think there was some bang.
You thought there was some bang?
I think this was probably one of the more compelling episodes of the season. I thought this was like, okay, this is a little bit of what you promised in the previews.
Yeah. Not quite what I expected, but at least we're getting a little bit of that old Vanderpump juice.
Yeah.
I love a fucking location. Like, if you're following someone's location on Vanderpump Rules, I'm like, this is a storyline that I need to follow. You know, if someone's going home with some, like, kind of like that. But there were also some scenes that were just total fucking duds. So we start Studio City Bus. We're back in Burbank. Love. There's a lot of representation for Studio City buses on this episode. So it's great. Representation.
And they're all taking buses.
They're all taking buses to and from Studio City, for sure. James picking out Allie's clothes. He's not. She says she's not a shopper, but James picks out her clothes and like dry clean. It's just very kind of like fucking weird. It weirded me out first off. Allie says that Joe is sweet. We get a lot of Joe hate, which I also like. But I also hate because I like my sloppy Joes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm into it. James says he's DJing at the Cursed Hotel Ziggy, which is it open? Is it actually a hotel? Does it operate as one? Or is it just a place where Vanderpump people have events? I don't know. It's like,
it's AI.
I think it's fucking hideous. I was like, who stays? People pay money to be here? All right. So at Tom and Ariana's, Billy Lee rolls in. She says, it's actually clean in here. Which is like, first of all, it's not. This is not clean. And second of all, just goes to show the state of events that are happening at the Ariana Tom home. Billy Lee is coming to Hotel Ziggy, and she's bringing T, who we met in the last episode, who is a pretty unremarkable woman, love interest of Tom Sandoval.
I don't really buy it. I don't really think there's a...
Sure.
She seems nice. It's not, I mean, nothing to do... No, it's not an offense.
I think Billy Lee is trafficking T to Sandoval.
Oh. That's a friend. It's a friend. You know, we all need.
Yeah, exactly. She's trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
We talk about the depressing pool party. We get a flashback there, and it's like, God, I never want to see another flashback of this pool party. I'm done with this pool party. Tom says 2 months before that he had his lawyers draft a letter for the market value of the house, offering that value to Ariana. And she's not responded to that yet, which I don't know. This is why I probably need to watch the after show, because I'm sure they comment on this and what the reality of that is. I don't know. I'm
switching to a comfortable chair.
Yeah. You're comfying up.
I've earned it. You're cozying up.
You're comfying up.
Because when we start talking about real estate, I need to settle in.
You've got to settle in. I don't know what's happening with that. But meanwhile, down the hall, Anne, our girl Anne, who we just interviewed.
If you haven't, this is the first episode you're listening to. The previous episode has an exclusive interview with Anne. Breaks it down.
Anne Maddox, Ariana Maddox, the Maddoxes.
You know, I was looking at it. I was like, their names are almost identical.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if they connected on it. I don't know why. Why didn't we ask about that?
I don't know.
It's innocuous, but.
But, I mean, what are they going to say? I have this name and she has this name, and like, yeah, that is kind of weird that they're similar, you know? But they talk about, they're going to the Taylor Swift concert together.
Yeah.
Like, they're
more, spend
they're
more time
friends.
On that.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us more. Tell us how much you paid for a ticket. Let us know. But then we spring the thing that we could not ask her.
Yes.
In our interview. Is she going to be Ariana's assistant? And Ariana asks her if she knows of any assistants, because she might want one now that she's actually blowing up and actually has need for one. And Anne's like, please consider me. I would love that.
I mean, and I think that would be great. That is, that is, it's poaching. She's like, I don't want to poach.
She's snarky as fuck.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at it.
No, I love it. Drama. I mean, fucking create more drama, please.
Yeah.
I feel like Ariana's fine. Like, stir the fucking pot. All these people, what do you think T is? Yeah. You know, who do you think, Billy Lee is doing? What do you think they're doing in their breath work? Like,
let's get T in here.
Yeah, let's get T. Actually, I bet we could interview T.
Yeah.
You think?
I don't know.
She's a musician. We can pull her. I don't know. She seems nice.
Seems nice, yeah.
Is she okay? I want to know if she's okay. So Ariana's talking head says that Anne is so sweet. She deserves so much more than putting up with my ex. Hashtag save Anne. Ariana started a hashtag. I hope it catches on. Let's save her. we'll be a part of it. I don't think she needs saving, but I love the rallying around. Sorry, I said rallying weird. I love the rallying around.
I like
Anne.
Reality.
Rallying around Anne.
That's reality.
Reality and rallying.
Someone
exactly.
Save us.
Yeah, please. I need it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, look at what we're doing right now. Jesus Christ. You know, have you ever been to Creation, the juice bar?
It looks very familiar. Have I had $85 for an injection of carrot juice? I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I would split. I, you know, I love an expensive, needless kind of transactional experience. But I always thought Creation looked kind of gross.
Where is
weird.
It? Is it on Santa
it's
Monica?
In Hollywood. Yeah. Okay. Creation. I hate the name of it. I hate
it's
like
with
the
a
whole.
K. I know. They regret that.
I know. I hate the whole vibe of it. I don't like the vibe of places like this. But Tom is buying literally everything in the store.
I don't understand why would
juice?
You buy something that's looks as if it'd be cold, mm-hmm. buying it first and then sitting out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me anxiety. I was like, you're just letting your juice just cook in that bag?
Yeah. Also,
why don't you just buy it on the way out?
Yeah. No, he doesn't want to. He just wants to sit with his weird expensive juices.
You know what probably happens when when they're done? The bag just goes in the garbage.
Just goes right in the trash.
And then we should be there and be like, oh, I'll take it. I don't want your free
juice.
Yeah,
you kidding me? I want the juice.
Yeah.
I want Schwartz's juice. I want to be a sloppy Joe. I can't.
That's what they should have named this episode, by
they
the
really
way.
Should have. They
as much as they dragged her name through it, they should have at least named it Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah. And again, we'll get to what Ariana says about her, which I believe. Anyway, he says he's been – and I honestly, if I'm a sober person watching this scene, I'd be like, fuck you. Hmm. Like, he's been a three-day sober bender. It's like, that's not what that
yeah. –
like, he's, treating it like it's a fucking, vacation. He's treating it like a theme party.
Yeah.
Like, being sober is, a fun theme party that you can, dip into and, whatever, buy a bunch of, carrot juice in, syringe form. Lala doesn't comment on this, oddly enough, because she's trying to mend her relationship with Schwartz. But they take these, juice jello shots. It's, addict behavior. He's got a hoard of juices. He, makes her take this, runny, juice shot. And then she's like, oh, I'm awkward. When I'm awkward, I talk about sex in my vagina, which I'm like, you're just making this worse.
Yeah.
It's cringy. I hate this scene. Lala does ask if Schwartz has ever had sober sex, something I have wondered to myself as well. And then Schwartz says, yeah, kind of, in a relationship. And he's like, look, he goes on to explain, he likes a bender, a sober bender, a not sober bender. It's all about moderation.
There is nothing no sober about, it's just you're just living.
Also, there's nothing about what your lifestyle that's not a bender. Yeah. Your whole life is a fucking bender. Your whole life is a train wreck. There's no moderation. He talks about the importance of moderation. It's there is none. Sorry. We learn that Jax might be at Hotel Ziggy. Did I hear that right? He wasn't.
No.
But I feel like Schwartz said that.
Yeah. Huh. But they start talking about the previous.
Yeah, they talk about the previous shit. Schwartz says that, look, he says, Lala, everyone has done shit. None of us are not absolved of a bad move. He admits he made out with Sheena 12 years ago in Vegas. Lala's like, what? And apparently, again, Schwartz was in a rocky moment with Katie, surprise, surprise. And in a moment he made out with Sheena, he says it's the summer of forgiveness and that him and Sheena kind of brought it up playfully. She brought it up playfully. He's a makeout slut. He's not perfect. He's a makeout slut. I was like, we all know this about you. It's gross and shitty.
Yeah,
you're trying to garner
the
storyline here, you know? And Lala's like, I'm over people lying to her face. I was like, you are a liar, but okay, sure. You can be the innocent person right now in this very moment. And she said she doesn't really believe it because she's gotten very close with Sheena. She had no idea that this ever happened. Again, this is 15 fucking years ago. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's where where the show is at.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how about a nugget from when Obama was in office? Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. A little something. A Pizzagate. Remember Pizzagate? Anyway,
I'll never forget.
Good. Excellent. So Katie's about to know. She comes over to Lala's place the next day while Ocean's away. Lala will have non-alcoholic soda. Lala tells Katie that Schwartz and Sheena made out a couple of years ago in Vegas.
And he has to know by telling her that it's going to get to Katie.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's not...
That's the whole purpose of it. I mean, the whole purpose of this is to stir up shit, really. Yeah. There's nothing else about it. There's no reason. He's trying to bring up things to, quote-unquote, help make Sandoval look better. It's like, no, we all know this about you. You think this is a character trait that's unknown to us? It's like, if you said that, we need, some real shit. You guys are all fucking horrible people. We need some, real... Sorry, it's my It's my phone.
She's very interested. You just want to. You're being performative about
Lala's pop. Like rude.
You're like, huh, so popular.
Oh, so popular. Anyway, fucking Lala asks Katie about how she feels about this, and she also says that, you know, she doesn't want Katie to give her time enough to make this a pretty picture. She doesn't want to give Katie rewrite this history or something like that, which I don't think is a thing Katie would do, but that's the reason she's going to Katie first. Katie is kind of like grossed out, obviously like weirded out, whatever. Now we're at Hotel Ziggy, and thank God Joe is here in a, I think, Tom hat. And she goes right up to the bar. She wants a shot. She wants a shot right away.
That's her normal. Ugh, that's her typical.
I love it. I love it. And I love this exchange as Sandoval and Kyle Chan are coming in, blah, blah, blah. That Joe is wearing this hat, hiding her braids. And Gina's like, don't hide your braids. Like, your hairstyle, like, take off your hat. Take off your hat. And Joe's like, I don't want to. I'm so sweaty. Joe looks like one of these women's girlfriends. Joe looks like if one of these women started dating a woman. Mm. That would be the girlfriend of that woman on this cast. And I hope it happens. But I'm just like, it's just a different vibe than everyone in there, like really tight, like psychedelic dresses.
Yeah.
You know? So Sheena and Joe are in this like exchange of like, she's like, I want to wear my hat. And like, Sheena like takes it out. Everyone's just like watching this thing. And she's like, don't wear the hat. And Joe's like, I want the hat. It's like very long and like drawn out. And like comes back later. Well, it's just very fucking weird. Again, Joe looks very underdressed. Sheena is kind of bullying her.
Tom was also underdressed. So maybe it's on him to be like, hey, what are people wearing? I'm just going to follow.
And Tom's like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
But then also it's like maybe just,
I mean, you're at like this thing. You know how these people dress.
Right. Yeah, you should
like,
know.
You look also, like you're about to go surfing again among
like
the sharks.
You just got off the board.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I just fought a shark.
Exactly.
Hi.
Different kinds of sharks here at Hotel Ziggy. Yeah. But then we learn that Sheena's pretty fucked up. Yeah. Sheena's drinking tonight.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I thought it was funny
tonight.
With the hat. I thought it was funny with the hat.
I mean, I want Joe to be in every scene.
Yeah.
I want Joe to be around. I don't like that she left the scene. I was not happy. But I love everyone interacting with her. It's like so, she just brings that chaos that Kristen, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
It really goes to show that it really needs somebody like her to make things happen because it can't. You need to refer to something from 2014 in order to have something move forward.
Yeah.
So you need her or whatever represents her.
Yeah, truly. And Tom also is looking Schwartz and Sandoval are looking both very underdressed compared to everyone else. Tom Sandoval's in a fucking his aloe hat from last. It's like
they're really pushing it. I'm wearing aloe pants right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So I get it.
All right.
We stick together.
Sure. T is there. T's there. There's two factions. There's the Ally, Katie, Sheena, Lala, and then there's the Joe, Billy, Sandoval, Schwartz. Joe talks about how they insinuated she was a crackhead, which is, quote, insulting to anyone with ADHD. How?
It might be insulting to the people that are addicted to crack cocaine. First or
I
no?
I don't know. It's not like you don't have to make it like a crusade against
it. Is, yeah.
Also, they all have ADHD.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not diagnosing
it. Is it rude? Yes.
They're being
rude
to her.
But also, yeah, they're being rude to her. But is it for you to be like, the only reason that it upsets me is because of the community?
It's
that
offensive?
It, yeah. No, you know you don't care.
Yeah, you
people
don't
care. Who have ADHD are watching that going, oh, I'm turning this off.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, I'm looking at my phone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Allie tells Ariana about her conversation with Joe, the astrology part. And Allie says she asked Joe if she has emotional feelings about Schwartz. And Joe says, yes, like my dad. As if, and everyone's like, she wants to fuck her dad. She wants to fuck her dad. Yeah. And it's like, no. Okay. I actually thought this was very funny. I'm like, that's not what she said. She probably was backpedaling because their whole thing is like brother and sister. We're
right,
not whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like,
love
oh,
you like a brother
family,
type thing,
even though they fuck. But fine. You know what, Allie? Great. You sat down with her for an hour, did her astrology. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But they're talking shit. And then Ariane, in her talking head, she says that she wants everyone to know that before all of this, Joe was a full-blown mean girl bully who did not give a fuck about spending Thanksgiving with me while knowing our mutual friend was fucking my boyfriend. She says that's not bullying to point that fact out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so Joe came to their Thanksgiving and was like a part of the fucking thing. Joe is, I mean, I think all this ridicule is kind of warranted.
It
We've
is.
Seen the texts. We've seen weird-ass fucking texts. We knew that Kristen and Joe were best friends until all this happened. She like blocked it. She went on like a blocking spree. Like, she's nuts. We know that. We love that about her. Yeah. We need that. And we love people calling her out.
Because she could just be, you know, hey, listen, I'm here. Get used to it and be chill in that sense and stand your ground. Mm-mm. But it's sticking your fingers in your ear going, nya, nya, nya. Well, I was like, what am I watching? Yeah. Right? She's sitting on one of those like couches or outside things with her fingers in her ear.
Yeah,
and they're like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, nya, nya.
She's such a fucking nut.
Oh, go back to something that happened previous to that really made me mad.
Oh, yeah. Tell
this
me
is the
about
thing
it.
That made me so mad, and it's just like a personal thing. When she said to James, I'm proud of you, kiddo, is so – number one, he's been – it's not like he's like, I just got graduated from DJ land.
Yeah.
He's been doing that, right? Yeah. Also, who are you to say – and when somebody says like kiddo or kid,
no.
I don't like that. Like, I feel like it's extremely demeaning when somebody said that.
Yeah.
And people have said that to, and I was just like, number one, I'm older than you.
Yeah.
And also, it's like – it's just a thing where it's like, yeah, kid.
Kiddo,
like, and I think you're being like familiar and like – this kind of like cool down slang, but it's really corny.
Yeah.
Uncool, and it's also kind of like, you're proud of me for doing what I do for a living?
Yeah, I do like professionally.
And also it's like,
I'm
a DJ, whatever, it's great.
Proud but of
it's,
you,
a,
kid,
but it's also yeah. It's not like I was like, oh, I'm doing a defibrillator on this dying person.
Also, this is not like a giant stadium filled with, like, also it's like, oh, you're proud of me for DJing this empty hotel?
Right, that's pretty cool. Much a state, you know, it's a thing for the show. Right, to, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking annoying. Also, like, again, Joe is, you know, James is 30. Joe is probably 40, yeah. I would say.
But the kid, it's just like this thing where it's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying. I agree. Sheena says she's drinking for the first time tonight. Again, let's see where this goes. Lala repeats the conversation about Schwartz making out with Sheena. Ariana goes, yeah, I made out with Sheena in Vegas. And we learned that this was the time that Ariana and Sheena did make out in Vegas, I guess. Sandoval interrupts, and this is the part that really got me very annoyed. This is the part that really was the clincher for me. Sandoval interrupts Ariana and Katie and Lala's conversation, but he's wearing a backless coat. He's wearing a coat without a back. It's like he's wearing a zoot suit. No back. There's just
he's
one
weird
little
sheriff.
Accordion. Back there, I was like, what the, with your aloe, like, I was like, you are fucking, like, you're on the brim. You're on the brim, dude. I don't know what's happening here. It's, and they are all like, oh my fucking
And he's
God.
All leaning over, which is really weird.
Hey,
Yeah, it's like, hey, transactional information. It's like a weird, and I guess to play benefit of the doubt. It is a captive audience that he has.
Yeah.
He knows the answers to the questions. Yeah. It's just to...
Yeah, just to insert himself into this thing.
We know that
coat.
And whatever. But yeah.
I was like, what the... Of all the things he's worn, I was like, great. Love this.
But what does he think the answer is going to like be? No, what how...
Oh, the house thing. Yeah. So he asked them.
Yeah. What is she going to be like? What house thing?
She's going to be like, let me call my lawyers right now and see and confer with them. And I'll get you an answer by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Like at Hotel Ziggy.
After the last beat drops from James.
I'll be trying to get you that. But no, he's not. He's just being a fucking idiot. Katie grabs a drunk Sheena. Tom talks to T about his pool boy roots. And again, this is fucking zoot suit. He's like, she's like 25. She's just like, kind of like eyes glassed over. Yeah. And Tom says in his talking head, maybe it's time to rip the Band-Aid off and go on some first dates. Like, you mean what you've been doing your whole relationship? Like, sure. No one, who fucking believes any of your storylines?
On paper. You should say on paper.
Yeah, exactly. Katie and Sheena talk about the makeout session between Sheena and Schwartz. Sheena explains that she was there for her sister's cheer competition. I was like, how old were you? Sheena says that at this point, she doesn't say that it didn't happen. She just says it was a kiss.
It was really circular talk. Yeah. I wasn't following.
Well, it makes Sheena look bad.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I must have just been engaged to Shay at this point. And it's like, so you're going to Vegas with Schwartz who corners you and kisses you. You're newly engaged?
But she was barely in this engagement with this man she was going to marry. That's a thing?
Yeah. It's just like, and then she makes out with Ariana the whole trip too. I was like, Sheena, we're learning a lot about your sex life. You fucking putting yourself out. Like, I wish we would have heard about this years and years ago.
I mean, you were being You're being a cast member. Yeah, you're being down and dirty, and you're talking about it though as if it's like Katie's fault, or like, almost like it's somebody else's. Like the was the terror. It was 9/11 that did it. I don't know what the.
I think you're the makeout slut, Sheena. Yeah, you know, you and Schwartz maybe belong together. I don't know. Like this makes Sheena look very like messy, which she has not been lately, I will say, but like this,
this
like
is a long
mess.
Time ago.
Yeah, but this is the mess that I want right now with their current 40-year-old selves, you know, and they just don't have it in them. Anyway, it's like Katie is flabbergasted. She's like, why have I never known about this? It's like, Katie, look at the people around you. How are you not?
I assumed everyone, like,
everyone is fucked. Everybody. That's the whole show, babe.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially in the 2030, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, come the fuck on. She'd had bangs back then. Yeah. What do you think happened? You know?
What are we talking, iPhone 4? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. This is Katie, Tequila Katie, motorboarding Katie. Like, we're all, how do we even remember what happened 15, 10 years ago, whatever?
I was barely in my early, mid 40s.
I know. Look at you now.
Yeah.
So Katie doesn't like this. Of course she doesn't. Whatever. The next day, Schwartz, James, and Lala go out for lunch or dinner or some kind of meal. Schwartz says Joe had an anxiety attack, and they grill him on what their relationship is. And Sandoval comes in. He's in like a little like Bahama shirt. He looks like a fucking dad. And Lala invites him to this wine, a water sommelier thing. Sandoval says, I get an invite for you right back. I'm working through my anger, and I'm doing lots of things, and I'm in a self-improvement journey, and we're all like, boring, blah, blah, whatever.
Therapy, by the way. None of them is actually
none of it is therapy, right? None of it is therapy.
Just making sure.
And he invites Lala to come do some breath work at his and Ariana's house. She says not – she doesn't give an answer yet, but she said she'd think about it. Fine. Of course she's going to be there. Of course we see him next doing breath work. There's just a dude named Dr. Vu in his living room.
And I think it said like entertainment master. I don't know what it was. It
so
was like,
fucking
it was nothing.
Grifty.
It was just kind of it was just kind of like it was I forget what it was, but it was like party master. Like I don't know, it was something weird like
and there
this.
Were all these like drink like cups around. It was like I don't know what's happening.
He seemed like a DJ.
Laptop.
He seemed like a mini DJ.
Yeah, but he's screaming at Tom who has like he's got like things in his ears and eyes. He's like laying down on a yoga mat. He's like fucking shaking back and forth. And this guy's like, you will transcend. You've been through worse. Like, you've conquered your bigger challenges. I was like, first of all, you've not conquered bigger challenges than this, but like, go on, I guess. And he's like fucking breathing. It's like so, I mean, it's so cringy. It's so, I don't know what's worse, him busting down the fucking wolf wall at Lisa Vanderpump's new property
bad,
or like, I'm just like, Lala comes in her giant camo fucking sweatshirt watching this.
But she was wearing some like big ass heels, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, where are you going?
What is happening?
I mean, they're the biggest heels I've ever seen.
Ugh,
like,
I
they
hate
were like,
it.
Like dressy heels, but yeah, like big sweatshirt.
I took some notes on this whole part and I don't care. Lala's telling Tom that he's selfish. Everything's a trigger for her. Tom says it's not supposed to this maybe all supposed to happen this way. Sure. And then Tom's like, I hope we can become better friends. And Lala's like, we can see where this goes. And I just wrote, this episode is way too long. But I do get a little treat at the end of this episode for being a good viewer and recapper. We go to something about her. It actually looks like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're naysayers. You
know
what I mean? I mean, is it all part of the cash grab?
Absolutely.
Merch cash grab? Yeah. Sure. Like, how much does it cost for us to throw some stuff up on the wall? I mean,
it looked better than any restaurant. It looked very cute, whatever. Obviously, it's shut down now. So it was like a nice thing for a day. A very like mid looking caprese sandwich. Like, it just like sandwiches, like, they look like. I don't know.
They were bought at like the supermarket.
I know. Like like a Gelson's.
Gelson's,
like a pre-wrapped Gelson's.
Even Pavilions.
Ooh, yeah. Those breads don't look great.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. And the meats, they don't look great either. Like, I mean, oof. Whatever. So we've got the local TomTom manager, Logan. Good Logan comes by. He's like, yeah. And everyone starts showing up. They start tasting these sandwiches. And Lala's very funny because she's like, we did this before.
I know.
Last season, and this is where I love Lala being like, she can break the fourth wall in a way where I'm like,
That's real.
Yes, yes, because mm-hmm. we're all kind of thinking that. We're like, unless something becomes of this, why are we sitting here like tasting the same, literally the same sandwiches from a year ago?
But there's, you're doing it with a little trellis behind.
Like, yeah,
a
it's like
a little trellis right. behind. Oh, yeah.
You know, and no booze, of course. It's like, we can't even have some drinks in here. Get these people like drinking.
I feel like it's 11 a.m. too. Oh,
God. But Schwartz does say, he's like, I want a big manly sandwich. And James says, Tom likes a sloppy Joe.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, oh, everyone's like, everyone loves it. Everyone, yeah. I love it. Yeah. Everyone loves it. And they're like, crazy. And then, of course, Schwartz is like, oh.
But James is also kind of like supportive of Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not
and it's
sure.
not that, but listen, it's a Joe. You know what I mean? It's
yeah. I think he's down to like make fun, but I think he tolerates her more than like obviously yeah. some of these other people.
But he's
people.
Got no stakes in her whatsoever. So what does no. he care? You know, he's.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just so amused by her. I just want her around all the time. So after this weird tasting, they go to Sir and they bring Ariana and Katie bring some sandwiches over. Lala says that she was at Ariana's house for breathwork. She tells Ariana that. And Ariana's like, that's funny because I was at the vet with Maya because she gets into things. And he shut her in a room for hours where she ate a bunch of pad thai. I was like, that's fine. And there was a $6,000 vet bill. And I was like, that's fucking. So while they were having this like productive conversation, she's at the vet. Which is shitty, but also, I mean, I hate Tom Sandoval, and I'm like, fucking, of course he did this. But I was also like, Ariana, you chose to cohabitate with this person, yeah. with your animals, your yeah. children. So you are leaving your children unattended with Tom Sandoval.
You don't trust, and you
That's
know
it's kind of on you.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, like, this is not your space and your space alone. This is you and your shitty ex's space. So yeah. get the fuck out.
Why is pad thai not in the refrigerator? Not that that's an excuse, but it's like that's
great.
You
see how they
like room temperature pad thai?
Yeah, I just so I mean, but I want to see it. You know, yeah. Of course I want to see pad thai.
But, I mean,
like,
it's
draped
it's
over
stinks
the,
about her. You know what I mean? Like that yeah. she's going to. I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. But I think she's okay.
Yeah,
I think we find it. I mean, God, I hope she's okay. But I'm just like, you guys need to fucking get your shit together. Move the fuck out. Like, it's not even fun. You don't even have, like, fun banter. Like, it's not fun. It's just, like, your dog's in danger.
I mean, do you think there – I mean, there's probably a million nuanced things with real estate and money and lawyers and stuff like that. But is it also a little bit like it's – if not this, what is the show?
Yeah. I think they're clinging to that a little bit. But I think more Tom – I mean, can't Ariana have these conversations and shit? Can't she be moving out? You know, I feel like there's more conflict in, like, getting her shit out.
Unless it was a thing where she's like, I don't want to move. He should move. Then fine. But if you're saying you're the one, you're down to, like, move, you could do that.
We're just over this. I think I'm just a little over this thing, you know? Lisa can't believe the sandwich shop is still open. Ariana promises the bread will be fresh and it will be toasted. And it's like, it's not now? Why are you – this is, like, your perfect demo time. This is the tasting. Shouldn't like, be fresh. It looks like shit.
Apparently, I mean, she's like, you're going to have to sell a lot of sandwiches. Because I guess sandwiches, yeah. the price point of sandwiches, there can't be a $75 sandwich. Like, yeah. the way there could be, whatever. Like
Sir, you're not going to pay less than $60
yeah.
to walk in the door. And so the food can be shit because it's like, you know, you're going to, like, a sandwich, what is it going to be, like, $20 a sandwich?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. And even that seems high. Then they all talk about how Lisa and Ken are both there and Donut, okay. eating sandwiches. Katie says that Schwartz kissed Sheena. Schwartz rolls in with espresso martinis for whatever reason, obviously to, like, you know, stoke this flame, this fight. Katie's still pissed. Now you've got Sloppy Joe. Great. They all fucking love it. And the two kind of, like, fight. Schwartz, like, scurries back to the bar where Brock is. He's like, oh, I need, like, I have a shot. That's a full shot. He also takes, like, a full giant shot. Brock says Katie left the party that he was at with someone from Schwartz's friend group, kind of to retaliate, to like help Schwartz feel better. He's like, well, you know, you know, no one's perfect. The theme of this episode is like, nobody's perfect. Yeah. And it's like, but he airs the fact that Katie went home with Max Boyens, which you might know from season 9? 8?
8, yeah.
Max, who had like a thing with Sheena. I think,
yeah.
I don't know where he works.
And Dana.
Yeah, they had, like, just another fucking dude in the mix who apparently is best friends with Schwartz.
Which, okay. You know, when they say best friends,
yeah.
what does that really mean? It's contextual, yeah. right? Because mm-hmm. I really find it hard to believe that everyone's best friends.
Yeah.
It's an interchangeable word,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. Like,
I mean, they're not. It's just, it's for the show, right, obviously. But I do love that Sheena knows this because she has locations on no less than 56 people, which I fucking love. I was like, tell me more about these people. Yeah. Like, let's track. It's a fucking Detective Sheena is on the case. She's on the beat again, which I love. And she's like, it's not a weird, creepy thing. And it's like, it is, but like, let's hear more. Meanwhile, T and Tom go bowling. Fuck you.
Was that Highland Bowl?
I think so.
I think it's the Highland.
You know, a short jaunt from Highland Park Bowl to West Hollywood at Sur.
I mean, easy. That's
easy. That's a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
You know? And then I found it funny when they were walking in. Tom says, there's something in the candles here that makes everyone crazy. She says something about like how the candles are so good at Sur that everyone's crazy.
We've been there how many times?
Yeah, the candles fucking stink.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah.
But like, sure. Schwartz says that Max and Katie did this thing, had sex, whatever. Information that, of course, Sandoval loves sneaks away. While he's away, Ariana comes to get water, appropriate. The timing is right on, and meets T and Sheena, who are there. Ariana asks T how old she is. She says 25. Ariana says, don't waste your time with a 41-year-old narcissist, which is true. But T's like, I'm not. Believe me. Promise you, I'm not going to be marrying this man. Ariana tells
T. That is true, because like, just because you did doesn't mean I give her.
Yeah, I'm just here. I went on like a one date with this guy. Like, I'm not like. Also, like, Ariana's like, and listen to this, which is very funny. I like Ariana like sitting T down. I want to see more of that. And then they go away. But then Brock and Sheena get into like a little scuffle, and Sheena like scurries away to this giant table where everyone's at this table. It's in like a
Sheena
back.
Said, she's like, it's none of our business. And I was like,
fuck
wait,
you, yeah.
What?
You I have. You not have, my business. I'm staying out of it.
You have the locations of 56 people on your phone. But wait, what's none of your business?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think she was like...
The thing that you told Brock, the thing that Brock saw on your phone because you checked it multiple times about Katie and Max.
And
this
also,
is what I love about Vanderpump.
Is she like, it's none of our business unless I'm the one in the center of... Mm-hmm. Like breaking the news.
Yeah. Right? She's mad at Brock because he was talking about it.
Yeah.
Right?
He got the...
It's her news to tell. So everyone's like, what? And then Katie's like, what?
She's like, she's faded.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, good for Katie.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Get it, you know? Apparently, Max and Schwartz are best friend. Lala gets annoyed. But we end this episode, Lala's annoyed at everyone because of all the lies. Lies about Ariana and her
financing. Or is it
financing.
Like, I don't really have nothing to say.
Lala has nothing except her sobriety storyline, which is tragic. And Lala, you're single. This is on you.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like, I don't know what to tell you. You can be mad all you want.
She probably makes everything is a little more interesting than what she has going on. I mean, you know what I mean? She says some truthful things, but that's what's annoying.
Yeah. But she can change that.
But also, as like, it's not for you to be mad at Katie for doing that because you don't really deserve the grit. You know what I mean? Like the grace. If this guy's really your best friend, that's where you should be. I mean, I couldn't even. When Brock said, I would headbutt him. And I was like, as for openers. So I was like, is he really your best friend? I mean, if you look back on all Schwartz's thing, do you see them hang? I mean, no. I don't know.
Or they can't be in or whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. You know, like, it doesn't matter. I do love where this is going. And actually, a guy who's hot enough for Katie, I would, again, from what I remember of him, I know he's a piece of shit and all that, but I was like, physically,
he's a good looking dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I get this. Also, like it's hypocritical for Katie to, like, fucking have sex with a guy that kind of is your friend, but like not really.
Well, they kept saying my best friend.
Oh, God.
That's why they kept saying best friend. I was like, wait, who is this person?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that guy is your best friend?
Yeah.
It's like however, you know, people say people are you're my cousin when you're not really related.
It's
like that. It's like everyone's best friend.
Well, Schwartz is like a bunch of plants that are really his best friends.
Yeah.
You know, that we'll see, I'm sure, later. But I do like that the slog of some of this episode has recompensated me with some of these little fun scenes of like Katie getting fucked. Thank God. I mean, there's a historic amount of single people on this show right now. Let's get them all fucked.
I think what we learned is they need to interject. Bring Max in. I don't know. Bring him back. I mean, the thing is like, if you're somebody who is prone to panic attacks and anxiety, my suggestion is, as somebody who took two college credits in psychology, is to go on a reality show watched by millions of people and where drama of relationships is the core of it. Date be the new-ish girlfriend to mm-hmm. one of the main people and then mm-hmm. be around his exes and other people. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to avoid any kind of any kind of anxiety.
Prescribe. Yeah.
She should try
action.
That. Like, she should try that. Give that a shot. But also, it's like, I'm sure there's – who knows what – I'm sure Schwartz is filling her – you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a couple of sides to this story. But also, I think that she – if – for her to go, I'm leaving, I'm making a huge thing of this, is what she, maybe what she wants.
Of course.
Maybe.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she wants.
But exactly, but I'm going to say maybe just to be that guy.
Yeah.
just being that guy.
Just being that guy.
And that's
the episode.
And that's the episode.
You know?
Even the previews for next week didn't seem as exciting. Mm. I thought this was honestly the most interesting episode so far.
Yeah, I mean, we get good info. I'm so traumatized by all of Tom Sandoval's like rebirth, like change. I can't even watch him talk.
Red Room. There's a lot of Red Room.
I don't care. Like, I'm so like, maybe if this episode had come earlier in the season, I think I could have slogged through those a little bit better, handled them better. But
We
get this information, and I'm happy that people are like out there.
And if you really want to know more about the show, listen to the last episode with Anne. You'll get a lot of insight to what she's allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
But check that. I mean, that's something you should be checking out, because you're actually going to get something you're not going to get on this show.
Yeah. And there might be more.
And if you want to see what we look like, you can go to VPR Now on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see that?
Yeah.
You might not.
Rate and review, because you know what? It's like, what else is there? If you're not rating and reviewing something, what are you doing?
We're going to war for nothing. This one's for you tonight.